Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is here to preview his first Friday art opening titled Every Kind of Joy, Folk in Alaska. Photographer John Hutchins, welcome to Juno Afternoon. Nice to have you here. All right. John, Every Kind of Joy, Folk in Alaska. We were just looking at some of your prints out in Studio K. A lot of the photography I've seen of yours is focused on people, people playing music. How would you describe yourself as a photographer?
I'm pretty much almost exclusively interested in people. I've tried to take some landscape work, but people definitely resonate more with me. Kind of reminded of like the beginning of James Michener's Tales of the South Sea, where he says he would like to describe the South Pacific as it was with the palm trees and the blue skies, but the people keep getting in the way. He's compelled by the stories of the people and by who the people were, and they're just the thing he wants to talk about and the thing he does talk about. And when I take pictures of landscapes, I'm just never quite as happy as with what I'm doing as what I've done is when I take pictures of people, they mean more. I think when you take a picture, it's not enough to point a camera at something pretty and click the shutter and say, that's it, it's pretty. It has to have some kind of meaning to it. And it's a lot easier for me, at least, to find meaning in people and their relationships and how they interact than it is in something majestic.
All right. We're speaking with John Hutchins. He has an art opening this Friday here at the KTOO building. Every Kind of Joy, Folk in Alaska. Opening reception at 4:30 p.m. this Friday. We'll have music, live music from Queens and kombucha from Alaska Probiotics. And I think Pucker Wilson's is going to be providing some food. So it's going to be a fun time over here. Make sure you come down. John, take us back. When did you start taking pictures?
A long time ago.
Like as a kid?
Yeah, probably about 35 years ago. Actually,
okay.
I would have been in my early teens. My father was interested in photography, as was my mother. And my mother in particular, when she got interested in photography, she bought a book called Eisenstadt's Guide to Photography by Alfred Eisenstadt. And I pretty much stole the book from her. I'm not sure if she even remembers she has it. She probably saw it 4 or 5 minutes total, and then it was lived in my room. Eisenstadt. You've probably seen his work. You've certainly seen his work. For example, the photo of the sailor kissing the nurse on VE Day, VJ Day, one of the V Days in Times Square is an Eisenstadt picture, although he has many, many others that you'd recognize.
Got it. So that book, your mom and dad both took pictures as well. Were they landscape photographers, people too, like you?
Well, they were parents. They took pictures of us, the kids, right?
Got it. Why take pictures? You know, there's lots of different kinds of art. There's writing, there's photography, there's poetry, there's painting. What is it about photography that resonates with you?
I really, as I said, the images of others, right? Eisenstadt was someone who just did something for me when I was a kid, and really quickly I discovered like Elliot Erwitt and Brassai and Duono and Eugene Smith. The list can be extended indefinitely, but yeah, images mean a lot to me. They always have, and you know, when you see something that has meaning, you record it.
You were one of the prints you showed me before we came on the show today. There's a band playing up on stage. It looks like the Alaska, and then there's two people kind of off in the corner dancing, and the look in on their faces is really priceless. It looks like they're having this real moment there. When you're thinking about when if I was there, I probably would have taken a picture of the band. Like, hey, there's a cool band. They sound great. How do you think to incorporate that couple that's off in the corner?
Well, that particular picture actually was taken at a wedding. It was Aaron and Andrew Heist's wedding, and the band playing was the Foghorn String Band and Foghorn – Caleb Clotter's country band. Sorry, Caleb has a lot of bands. So the couple actually is the center of the whole event, right? So that was an easy one. But you take pictures of musicians and you can take a picture of a musician, and in the end, there are only so many pictures of a musician you can take. What's really interesting, I think, is the way people interact with music. And sometimes all of that happens on stage, interactions between different musicians on stage playing. And usually it happens between the musician and the people who are watching or the people who are dancing. And it's really more the interaction between the musician, the music, and the people. It's the light. Sort of the shadows cast by the people in the light of music, I guess, that I'm interested in, how it affects them and how they express themselves as a result of the music that's playing.
Got it. How many prints are you going to share with us coming up on Friday?
Well, I'm not done printing yet. I'll keep printing until I run out of ink, I guess. There's a lot of space here to fill, but it's probably in the neighborhood of 70 or 80.
Got it. And the ones that I saw, were they black? I think they were black and white, weren't they?
They're all black and white.
What makes you choose black and white?
There are a lot of answers to that question. Take you, for example. So you're wearing an orange tie and a teal shirt and a blue jacket. And teal and blue, I guess, are pretty much the same. But the orange tie and the blue makes a very definite color contrast. It's quite striking and a brave choice of yours. But those aren't necessarily the shapes that I'm interested in, the shapes created by the color contrasts. What's really interesting when you take pictures of people, at least, are the shadows. Shadows define expressions. They give a face shape. So you're interested not in the shapes that are created by color contrast, but the shapes that are created by contrasts of light and dark, the shadows that, like laugh lines, wrinkles, the shadows that sculpt a face, highlight a smile. And when you're taking pictures of people, because what matters is the face so much, it's almost always going to work in black and white, and often it'll work much better because a lot of the color contrast shapes just are irrelevant to what you have to say in the picture.
Got it. For our fellow photographers listening right now who might understand your answer, what kind of camera do you like to use?
I usually use a rangefinder camera. The ones I use now are digital. When I first moved to Juneau, I used film almost exclusively. But over time, digital cameras have just improved to the point where I don't really see much of an advantage to using film. I still use my film cameras occasionally because I love them and they're fun and I use them for decades, but I mostly use a digital camera. The Leica, just because that's what I've used for, again, decades, and it's what I know. And I have lenses already and they're absurdly expensive and it's not a camera I would necessarily recommend to anyone, but it works for me.
Got it. And it looks like you chose this beautiful Japanese paper to print these on.
Yes.
Where'd you find that?
Freestyle Photographic Supplies. It's a long-standing photography supply company in California. I like paper a lot. I've always been interested in paper. And over the years when I've had shows, I've used different papers. And lately I've been interested in papers made by a small Japanese paper mill called Awagami Mills. Some of them are handmade. The particular papers I'm using are not. They're mold-made papers. They're very lightweight papers. One of them is extremely lightweight. The other was kind of a medium weight. But they're also very nice.
You've spoken to this a little bit as part of our interview, John, but what draws you to music? You know, there are lots of other social interactions that we could be out taking pictures of, but what is it about the music that appeals to you? And that may be obvious, I guess, but...
Well, for a start, I like music. I mean, I've always listened to music, spent a lot of time in my room listening to music. It's almost always on when I'm at home. But I think when people are there in the presence of music, in some ways, it's probably unfair to say they're more themselves, but there's something. There's something that's worth examining and worth thinking about and worth considering when you're thinking about, you know, what makes life worthwhile. You see someone – there's this line in a book by Cortazar. He's talking about the music that means more after 10 p.m. And you know, Cortazar obviously had a very early bedtime compared to me. But as the night goes on and you become more exhausted – and probably less close off, unwilling to share yourself with the world, maybe. The music influences you and it affects how you act and how you behave and how you relate to other people. And I think it possibly makes for a more open interaction.
Interesting. And, you know, I think there's something about the description we wrote for your show about, well, even in your bio, didn't you write, I will always choose music over sleep?
Yeah.
And so some of your pictures are indeed in traditional venues like a wedding or the Alaskan bar downstairs, but some of them are in the hotel room, right, late night, and that's maybe what you're referring to.
Yeah, a lot of them are very late at night or very early in the morning. Coming up on sunset from the Ron side for sure.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with John Hutchins. His art show opens here at KTOO this Friday at 4:30 p.m. as part of First Friday. It's titled Every Kind of Joy, Folk in Alaska. 70 to 80 prints,
right?
We're thinking. All right. It'll be up for the month of April, and it's sort of in honor of the coming 45th annual Alaska Folk Fest. Are you excited for that as well?
Oh, of course. It's always the most fun time of the year.
Well, John, thanks for taking pictures of lots of people. Thanks for coming on the show today. Look forward to the show opening this Friday. Is there anything I'm missing or anything else you'd like to share?
I don't think so.
All right. Here's a little Sydney Mache. Thank you.